This is a podcast from ABC Overnights.
Right now, everyone is talking about Wonder Man, which is a new show on Disney Plus. Now, Wonder Man follows an actor, Simon Williams, who's played by Yahya Abdul-Mateen II. Now, Simon Williams is a character who grew up inspired to become an actor after watching a cheesy superhero film called Wonder Man. And now he's an adult, and he's a struggling actor in Hollywood. And he finds out, lo and behold, that there's a big budget remake of his favorite childhood film of Wonder Man being made. And he simply has to land an audition. And somehow, as he's trying to get this audition, he bumps into a disgraced, out-of-work theatre veteran named Trevor Slattery, played by none other than Sir Ben Kingsley. So Simon and Trevor become friends, they decide to audition together, but Simon has a secret. He's hiding actual superpowers of his own, real superpowers. And Trevor, it turns out, was once cast as a real-life terrorist named the Mandarin, and he's secretly working for the government. It sounds complicated, but Wonder Man is, beyond all of that, a fascinating, compassionate show about friendship, about being human, but really it's a show about the craft of acting. So to find out more, I sat down with Yahya Abdul-Mateen II and Sir Ben Kingsley to discuss their craft and to discuss what it's like to be actors playing actors in Wonder Man. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here.
Appreciate you. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. Congratulations on a truly invigorating piece of work. Yahya, how was your audition for the role of Simon Williams in real life? Did they make your audition? And if they did, they didn't make your audition with the audition scenes where Simon's auditioning, did they?
No, man. I had a phone call and a meeting. I did not audition for this one. So no, there were no sides. It was sort of a mutual audition dance that was about philosophy and creativity and goals and aspirations. And that was a different type of audition process. But the audition process is important, though. It is very important. Sometimes it's an opportunity to share your take on a character. Or it's always an opportunity to share your take on a character and to see if there's a mutual interest in artistic value. So I appreciate an audition process.
Speaking of auditions, so Ben, Trevor was at his lowest when he accepted an audition for the role of a terrorist, the Mandarin. He basically sold his soul for a paycheck, and yet it's a gig that had really profound repercussions for him, for Simon, for the world at large. What's your Mandarin gig, Sir Ben? What's the acting job you took that felt like a compromise at the time?
I think if I answered that question honestly, it's bound to upset and offend somebody who's listening. Because whatever venture I join, let's remember that the preparation towards it, the commitment towards it, the assembly of the crew and their livelihoods, the assembly of every single department, all wanting, nobody wants to sabotage their own project. Mm-hmm. It would be so discourteous of me, and I think lazy of me, to name names. And also, even if I stepped onto the set and within a few minutes thought, this is ghastly, no, wait a minute, you have been sent here for a reason. You have been sent here. You've been placed here to learn something. Be alert. Don't be prejudiced against your environment. Be alert. Learn something. And therefore, I perhaps can say to your question, no.
Okay, good. All right. Well, I mean, I actually want to speak more about your technique because you studied science. You said recently that acting is a craft and there's a great deal of nonsense talked about acting. And you said that it can be approached scientifically with cause and effect. So with that in mind, what caused you to want to go into acting? What's the inciting incident that set you off on your path, Sir Ben?
I think the combination of exciting incidences that in my formative years, there was something inside me which I could not identify that was not seen or heard. Mm. Something inside me that I had some kind of a message or story, but it wasn't coming through. And then I saw, when I was 4 or 5 years old, I saw a film that so inspired me about a little boy of the same age as myself on the screen, leading the most extraordinary, moving, life-enhancing, beautiful journey, that somehow something clicked then, that maybe the universe sent me an opportunity to be seen and heard through acting, because human beings are by nature expressive. but not every human being finds that point of expression. If you do find it, if you are gifted it, then just live your life in gratitude,
mm-hmm.
day after day after day, mm-hmm. because so many people are blocked, and we are unblocked. It's a marvelous way to live.
There is that amazing scene towards the end of episode 2, which almost reduced me to tears. It was so gentle and unforced, where after a whole episode, Yaya, of struggling with the audition scene, you read opposite Trevor and it's suddenly effortless. You can see the universe slacken around them. It's incredibly cathartic. How do you fabricate that moment? I know you're both actors, but how do you act good acting?
Oh, man, you don't fabricate the moment. Those are the moments where it's so much more important to just allow the moment.
Watch the other guy.
Yep.
Don't watch yourself and monitor yourself and be that's solipsistic. It won't reach anybody.
Uh-huh.
But watch the other guy. It's as simple and as extraordinary as tennis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's the other guy and there's something going across the net. Keep your eye on that and the other guy.
Yeah.
And that energy between you will translate itself into some kind of a poem that writes itself.
Yeah, that's the game.
You can see it on screen. And I've not been this invested as a result in an on-screen friendship in years. I mean, it's incredible how much I care for these two. And it's very clear that you both get along. I mean, I think it's evident. How much is your real-life working relationship like that of Simon and Trevor's?
Just what you see. Just what you see.
Right.
Just what you see. Trust, respect, and affection.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot. That's plenty. That'll get the job done.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Simon's been through the ringer. I mean, watching his dedication, maybe over-dedication to the craft, sort of scuttle his career and watching him overthink and unravel during self-tapes. How close did this hit home for you? Is this stuff most actors kind of shove down and hide away to pretend it doesn't exist? Are the viewing public meant to see this?
Well, vulnerability is worth watching.
Yeah, sure.
Vulnerability is a shared human condition.
Yeah.
And we all have to face it and overcome it when we can. If the universe gives us the tools, that's marvelous. But of course, moments of vulnerability make great drama because they are empathetic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was me talking. And I was doing my ventriloquist act just now. Yeah,
you didn't see my lips moving. It's remarkable.
Yeah.
See, your dynamic is already, it's just fantastic. Yeah. Hey, listen, Sir Ben, Yaya, it's been lovely chatting with you both. Congratulations on a genuinely magical piece of, I would say, cinema. And congratulations again.
Thank you very much. I appreciate you.
That was Yaya Abdul-Mateen II and Sir Ben Kingsley, the stars of Wonder Man, now streaming on Disney+. This is Overnights on ABC Radio. Paul Verhoeven with you here. And right now, to find out more about how Wonder Man was actually made, I'm joined by the creators of the show, Destin, Daniel Gretton, and Andrew Guest. Paul Verhoeven with ABC Radio Melbourne. Andrew, Destin, it is lovely to have you both here.
Nice to meet you.
Great to be here.
It's honestly, I haven't felt this way about the art of telling stories in Hollywood since Sullivan's Travels. This is the Sullivan's Travels of the MCU.
Wow. Ooh. Good pull, my friend.
Two Venn diagram circles that never intersect. I have to ask, what was it like auditioning people for a role about a guy auditioning? How squirrely and complex did that get for you?
I mean, we didn't have to audition for Yaya.
Right.
He, you know, I think his work speaks for itself. I had met him just as a general meeting early on and really liked him as a person. And then I went and watched him perform live on stage on Broadway. He was in Top Dog, Underdog. And it really was watching him own that stage and bring out really unexpected comedy in the middle of a really tragic drama that helped me see that he would just really take on this character in a way that would be surprising. And that's what he did. He's incredible.
Obviously, TV shows and films that deal with stuff being made in Hollywood, you know, Sullivan's Travels, I said before, Hail Caesar, Tootsie. I mean, it's a genre. When you're making a story like this in a place where it's set, how blurred do lines get? I mean, how close to home does it hit for people making the show, yourselves included?
It hits incredibly close to home. Destin was talking about one of our first days of shooting the series. We were on the CBS Radford lot where Simon is doing American Horror Story. We're shooting Radford for Radford. We have this oneer where he walks onto a stage and there's a fake video village, and there's a real video village just a few feet away. So it does get a little surreal. And one of the things that makes it even more complicated about doing a show about the entertainment industry in the Marvel world is that they've already cast every goddamn actor on the face of the earth. So it's very hard to reference a movie or project that doesn't somehow link to somebody that they're already would bump with some other problem in the MCU.
That is devastatingly complex, Andrew. look, Wonder Man is, it's such a love letter to, you know, the craft of cinema and of telling stories and to superhero stories. And one of the pivotal moments is when Simon Williams sees Wonder Man as a kid, and it basically turns on this part of his brain, it activates him. What was that moment for the two of you? What was the superhero film or story that kind of woke that part of you up, Andrew, Destin?
I mean, I have extremely fond memories of watching movies with my dad. When I was a kid, I would, you know, have to go upstairs to go to sleep, and I would hear him turn on the movie that I was not supposed to be watching. And he, right, you know, he would be watching The Running Man or Terminator, or, I mean, he was a huge Clint Eastwood fan. One of the first movies that I, like adult movies that I went and watched with him in the theater, I believe was PG-13. It was like a big deal for me to watch a PG-13, was The Fugitive. and it was such a, I mean, to this day, just love that movie. Yes, because of the movie, but primarily because of that memory. And I remember us both walking out of that theater buzzing, and my dad, who can be a bit dramatic sometimes, just lifted both hands in the air and just screamed, "The Fugitive!" And I just have this, I will always love The Fugitive. Like, nobody can take that feeling and that memory away from me. And that to me is why this show begins with a young kid sitting in a theater. To me, it doesn't fully matter what is up on that screen. What matters is that shared experience he's having, what he was going through on the day that his dad pulled him out of school and said, you know, forget all that, let's go watch whatever's on right now. And that memory is what sticks with him, you know. And I think to me, that's the magic of cinema.
Beautiful. Andrew, what about you?
I'm going to have a weird one. I remember my parents were divorced and my mom took me to a lot of movies I was probably too young for at the time. I remember seeing The Witches of Eastwick with her and really being, which is a movie I still love and is great, but parts of it were felt a little too adult for me. And I remember the scene where that woman is throwing up cherry pits that she hasn't eaten. She's burping and then throwing them up. And that really stuck with me. It was a moment that, like, still, I look at cherries and I'm like, oh, I don't want any of this.
Yeah, my dad watched Blue Velvet with me way too young. And that was not, that's a real specific inciting incident. So the less said about that, the better.
Oh, yes.
Great movie.
I have to ask, what's it like working with Sir Ben Kingsley? Because I just chatted with him. I had chatted with him and Yaya. And was he like Trevor holding court on set telling stories of the legends he's worked with, or is he more of a kind of humble performer?
I think Sir Ben is a very, very humble performer. When he's not a showboat when he's not on camera. He is a craftsman. He's an artist. He's incredibly thoughtful. He's a gentleman on set. But he is, you know, once you're rolling, he's a firecracker. he is a joy to work with. He is a rarity in the art of performance. And to have him on our set has just been, I think we all feel incredibly lucky.
He was profoundly likable. They both were. And I mean, honestly, everyone in the show kind of is. Trevor Slattery is suddenly such a three-dimensional character. How would you describe him before you got to him? And what did you want to do to Trevor in Wonder Man to make him more real and more complex?
One of the things I thought was so interesting about this character is that he's kind of like this Chauncey Gardner, Zelig figure who gets wrapped up in these big things around him.
Yeah.
And the fact that Destin in Shang-Chi, that he ended up getting wrapped up with the good guys was sort of interesting. And the idea that he might think now that, oh, I'm kind of redeemed. Like, I had a lot of bad shit in my past, but now I'm one of the good guys. But he's never done anything to actually make any sacrifices or do the work. And that, to me, was his character arc, was that in this season, he starts out thinking he's redeemed. He learns he hasn't done anything, and he's still getting wrapped up in things that are bigger than him. He's still doing terrible things, and he makes a choice for the first time to do something for the right reasons.
Yeah, you might say that in our show, it is the first time potentially in his life that Trevor Slattery does a truly selfless act.
Simon Williams is on the government's radar because he's quote-unquote unstable. Is Simon any more unstable than literally any other actor who has experienced rejection after rejection in their careers?
I think he is equally as unstable as any of us in the creative arts who face constant rejection. And the only reason that we are still doing our jobs and sitting in these seats is there's something in us that keeps us going despite thousands of rejections. And, you know, it's a little bit of insanity. It's a little bit of like just I like to believe that my love of the art form or my love of the process just slightly exceeds my disappointment of failure and I don't like to think that I'm like invincible by any means. Like, it hurts when you get rejected, and it's very easy to spin out and be full of self-doubt and fear of failure. But somehow the obsession of just making movies slightly outweighs that insecurity.
The obsession is paid off in spades with this. Wonder Man is just, it's a breath of fresh air. So I wanted to say thank you so much to the two of you. You're both terrific. Have a fantastic day and congratulations again.
Thank you so much. Lovely to meet you.
That was the creators of Wonder Man, Destin Daniel Cretton and Andrew Guest. And thank you so much to those two, and also to Yahya Abdul-Mateen and the Sir Ben Kingsley for hanging out here on Overnights and discussing Wonder Man. You're listening to Overnights on ABC Radio.